Welcome to Money Markets and Masterminds, a Citywire South Africa podcast that delves into the intricate world of finance, investment, and strategic decision-making. If you're a fund selector or an independent financial advisor looking for insights, analysis, and expert opinions to enhance your perspective, you're in the right place here with me, editor Ruwan Uester. In the investment space, three major tech trends are changing the way we do business. First, data availability is growing exponentially. The breadth and detail of the figures we have at our disposal is vast. The use of alternative data is also on the rise, and the sole reliance upon company financials is waning. Alongside this explosion of data, we now also have the computing power to make use of it. Today, most fund managers have substantial computing horsepower that was scarcely imaginable just a few years ago. The third trend is the rise of artificial intelligence, or just AI for short. It's all about algorithms that learn from existing bodies of information and then keeps on learning from its own experiences. Anyone who's asked ChatGPT a question will have a sense of what that means. Fund managers and clients alike will feel the influence of these technologies in the coming years, the ripples of which will go far beyond everyday investing activities. And it's for that reason that I invited Chetan Romlal into the studio today to help unpack the opportunities these developments present for investing. He's the head of quantitative research at OneVest, a division of Stanlib Systematic Solutions. Chetan has a master's degree in mathematical finance and a BSc honors in electrical engineering. Chetan joined Stanlib in March 2019 after spending 3 years as an electrical engineer in the private sector. At Stanlib, he's responsible for quantitative research across multi-factor, multi-asset, and indexation strategies. He's also leading the AI machine learning initiative at Stanlib. Welcome, Chetan.
Thank you so much, Ron. I'm really happy to be here.
How much of a disruptor is AI and machine learning within the investment landscape? And what are some of the opportunities that can be unlocked for fund and portfolio managers?
Yeah, that's such an important question, Ruwan. It's massive. So what we really are seeing now is this huge structural shift in the world, this impact that technologies, AI, all of these ideas that have been spoken about quite widely are really fundamentally shifting the way society works. And naturally, it touches all industries, from healthcare to finance to engineering and so forth. And particularly if you look at finance and the investment space, the changes that we are seeing happening are massive. From the way we think about investments themselves to many of the companies who embrace these technologies being investment cases in themselves.
Let's talk about the impact of AI on investment decisions made today versus what can be anticipated in the future. And where does machine learning fit into all of this?
Yeah, very, very good question. So maybe taking one step back, there's so many buzzwords that we often hear in the media, from artificial intelligence, machine learning. But I think the story firstly starts at data and understanding the role that data plays. And it's a bit of a cliche, but data really is the new commodity and it's what runs the world. And what's happening is that the tools that are needed have to change because the amount of data is increasing so exponentially. If you had to think of the amount of data that we currently have in the global system, it's a number that's it's mind-boggling to think about. So if you had to think of a byte of data as a grain of sand, there's a unit of measurement called a zettabyte. And a zettabyte is as much grains of sand as there are on all the world's beaches. And we produce over 200 zettabytes of data a year, and that number is increasing exponentially. So firstly, understanding data is so crucial, and then understanding the tools around that. So AI can be thought of as the broad family, and machine learning is simply a subset of that.
So what does this all mean for the end user, the investor, and how do you think these advancements in tech and data analysis will impact individual investors compared to institutional investors?
Yeah, that's very important, Ron. So I think ultimately for the end investor, it's so important to understand what these technologies will do in terms of their investment experience in their portfolios, and also understanding the managers who manage money, how they are embracing these technologies, and what it means for their investment outcomes. And I think there is a bit of a distinction between the individual space and the institutional space. Typically, with an institutional type investor, there is a slightly higher level of sophistication in the technologies that may be employed. But I think ultimately, investors at all levels need to understand what it is they are investing in, and also how these technologies can improve their understanding and their knowledge and their thinking. We live in a remarkable time where knowledge is so freely available and easily available. And AI, for example, is simply accelerating that. So in this world that we now live, it's very easy for investors to be much more informed and knowledgeable about the investments. And again, this is across the investment value chain.
So I assume AI or machine learning helps investors to consume data better and make more informed decisions.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. The way to think of it is simply a tool. And it's this tool that allows you to enhance your decision making, which couldn't be done previously.
What are some of the biggest challenges or limitations in integrating AI into investment strategies? And how can investors and fund managers overcome these challenges?
Yeah, this is a massive issue at the moment, because I'd say the first and primary issue is the technology and the hardware. So for a lot of these systems and these systems that run AI and the sort of background data processing needs are exponentially difficult to achieve on the simple sort of hardware that companies have traditionally had. So what it means is that it's become quite expensive, typically, to get the sort of computing power that's actually needed to run a lot of these systems. But what's changing and what's very exciting is the advent of cloud computing. So cloud computing is really changing the game, because for the first time, it's making it much more affordable and economical for companies to start implementing these technologies with much less capital outlay. So thus far, the biggest limitation has probably been the technology side. And then, of course, you've got the side of the skills of people who are typically employed. And even that, we have seen a notable shift in the last 5 to 10 years in terms of the skill sets that companies need to now bring on. You've got to have people who are able to work with data, to understand coding, to understand the more technical aspects. And whether you're a fund manager, whether you're on the investment side, in the distribution space, wherever it may be in that value chain, these skills of being able to work with data, to draw insights from data, are becoming more and more paramount.
What about energy efficiency? I'd read somewhere that AI is going to consume more energy than even crypto mining could imagine in future. How would we overcome that challenge?
I think, Rowan, it's always a tricky one, but I think we have to also be measured in our approach and not feed into all of the hype necessarily. There has been a huge surge in renewable electricity, renewable source of energy. If you look at the amount of money and capital going into solar farms, solar projects, even hydro, geothermal, wind, for example, there's massive amounts of electricity out there. And with each passing year, there's more and more capital going into the space. And if you look over the long term, I don't see it being as much of a concern as the media may hype it up to be. And again, this is where human innovation comes to the fore. And there's enough opportunity out there. It's just about implementing it in the most efficient manner.
Chetan, what are some of the ethical considerations that come with the use of AI and with that in investing as well?
Sure. So, yeah, as with all new technologies, of course, you've got the pros and you've got the cons. And I'm always very cautious with these type of technologies because one has to be very cognizant that there are challenges that need to be considered. Typically, one of the main critiques of AI models is that they can be a little opaque. Sometimes the term is black box. So certain decisions, especially investment decisions, can be interpreted as a bit difficult to understand and to actually understand what's going on. And I think that sometimes links into the accountability side, because the question sometimes may arise, where's the decision coming from? So I think that is one area that's still being worked on and improving the explainability of models. And there has been huge progress and strides in this space. And I think with each passing year, that's becoming more and more better. Then, of course, you've got issues such as bias and fairness. That sometimes is also something to be concerned about. Many of these models are trained on certain types of training data. And depending on what the training data may be, that may give some level of bias into model outputs. So that's something to be very conscious of. And then I'd say the last massive area of concern, and that's where a lot of the regulations are coming out around, are around data privacy and security. A lot of these models use troves of data, and in of that, there tends to be personal information, etc., etc. And we've seen these concerns in the media, and that especially with things like ChatGPT, we have to be so conscious and careful of what we put onto the internet.
My next question actually links to your third point there. How are policymakers and regulatory bodies responding to the increase in use of AI in financial markets in general, outside the cybersecurity or the personal information protection endeavors?
Yeah, it's a very tricky one, Ron. It's such an interesting time in which we live because the rate at which the technology is progressing and advancing is outpacing the rate at which regulations and regulators can keep up with it. And that's how exponential this space is moving. I would say on even a monthly basis, there is such massive strides being made that regulation is struggling to keep up. But what's happening is that as this technology is developing, there are regulatory bodies that are sort of being set up at the moment to start fleshing out some sort of controls and regulations in the space. But, I mean, for example, I think the UN has set up a body and many other countries have set up local bodies to some extent. But at this current point in time, the regulatory environment is not as robust as it needs to be. But that's why there's many voices behind it. Elon Musk has even come out and spoken about it. Jeff Bezos, many of the notable figures, especially in the tech space, have made their voices heard. And I think it's a matter of time that real attention is given to this because, again, as much as it's brought so many benefits to the way we work and the way we live, we've got to be conscious of those concerns I spoke about earlier. And it's only regulation that can play a big role in controlling this.
Chetan, how do you see the relationship between human analysts and AI evolving in the investment space? And what are the key areas where human judgment is still considered crucial despite the advancements in such disruptive technologies?
Yes, excellent question. So if you think about the way the world is moving, and as I've mentioned earlier on in the conversation, what we have now are tools. And starting with this backdrop of data that's just proliferated over the last few years, and these tools of AI and machine learning are simply there to help us harness this data and get insights from it. But I still believe if you look at where the world is going, you are going to have an augmentation of skill sets. So it's not to say that AI is going to take over and it's going to be an AI world and humans have no place. But the way I see it is that it's more of an evolution of man with machine. And that's the way the world is going. Understanding that you might have the best system, the best AI technology, but it still needs that human skill set and insight and creativity to enable it. There is a concept called artificial general intelligence, or AGI, and that's sort of a world where, if you think to the Terminator movies, it's a little bit more all-consuming, but that's decades, if not centuries away, and there's very little risk of that at the current point in time. So at least for the next few decades, what we need and what we will see is this man and machine combination that's really going to grow. If you think about it, even if you have a great vehicle or a great sports car, you still need an excellent driver in that car. If you're driving a Ferrari, you've got to have a Michael Schumacher in it. So the role of humans is not going to fall away, but rather the skill sets need to evolve such that the tools can be leveraged in the best way possible.
Chetan, as a final question, or rather request, what advice would you give to fund managers who are still skeptical about using AI in their investment strategies? And also to people like me, the investor, who have watched way too many Terminator movies for my own good?
I think skeptics will always be there, Ruwan. I think that's part of society and the world. But as I've said now, and as I mentioned earlier, these aren't simply fads and hype and buzzwords anymore. These are actual, real structural changes that we are seeing in society. And it's only a matter of time before it becomes more apparent. And again, I think those skeptics will very quickly fall away. Even from a fund management perspective and being in the investing space, we are seeing how the advent of data has transformed the way we think about financial markets. If you look at the way alternative data sets are coming in, it's not just company financial statements, for example, that tell a story. There's a whole host of other data sets that now get incorporated to get those insights, just to get that investment edge and to get a deeper insight into the market. We've got to use different data sets, and that means we've got to use the necessary tools to extract those insights. And again, I think with each passing year, fund managers, people in the industry are going to see the necessity of this. And especially in a world where misinformation can be so rife and fake news and all of these issues that we see, which also AI plays a part in propagating, it's so important to come back to the data to understand what story is the data telling us and then center our investment decision-making on this. And like you said, I think people have watched Terminator movies and there is fear naturally out there. But I'll say there's no need to fear it. It's more about understanding these technologies. Oftentimes we fear that which we don't understand.
Well, that wraps up today's episode on AI and investment. We hope our listeners found the discussion enlightening and that it provided you with valuable insights into how AI and machine learning are transforming the world of investment. As we navigate through this era of rapid tech advancement, staying informed and adaptable. A big thank you to our guest, Chetan Ramlal, for sharing his expertise and experience. Your insights have been incredibly valuable. To all our Citywire South African listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Money, Markets and Masterminds with me, editor Ruwan Uyster, and my producer, Vero Loba Da Silva, from the Citywire Studios team. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your network. We are available on all major platforms such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and all Citywire South Africa podcasts and videos are also now visible on a news section on its homepage at www.citywire.co.za. Go register and have a look at our wealth of multimedia content. And with that, and until next time, goodbye.